saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Been waiting for this conversation. I'm excited about this to learn what is going on here. A blockchain security firm called Certik tracks crypto-related kidnappings around the world. In its 2026 report, it put Nancy Guthrie's name on the official Wrench attack list alongside other verified cases in France, the UK, and a Scottsdale home invasion that happened the day before Nancy Guthrie disappeared. Scottsdale, not all that far away from where Nancy Guthrie disappeared from. The firm counted 34 verified incidents globally in the first 4 months of the year, a 41% increase, with roughly 101 million in losses. A Wrench attack, in case you're wondering what the heck we're talking about, means physical violence used to force access to cryptocurrency. Basically, buy that $10 wrench and you can get the money versus some big, intricate, multi-million dollar system. Handlers overseas, disposable operatives recruited through encrypted apps and violent home entries. Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us. She's one of the loudest expert voices connecting this model to Nancy's case. And I said before, checks a lot of boxes. But a standalone analysis of this, of the evidence, has raised problems the theory hasn't quite answered, starting with the fact that no crypto connection to this family has been publicly identified. This is where the theory meets its hardest question. Here to discuss on a Monday, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Welcome to a new week, everyone.
New week.
So Nancy's case, what makes Nancy's case belong on this list when a lot of those evidence elements are not there? I guess the biggest question is, Jen, how did it even get on the list? Because this is not what the authorities have been saying whatsoever so far.
Well, you're right. And it's kind of interesting how I even came across this was just knowing that Certik is really the number one go-to SME for the FBI. This is who they go to when they have a crypto case, and they have used them in other cases, including that Korean case, which is the big whammy of a case that spiders into different cases. They use Certik's work for that. So, very interesting. So my question is, Certik obviously has blockchain information that none of us have. Uh-huh. You know, look at different trends, who's blockchains are intersecting with who. What do they know that we don't know that put them on the list? In other words, were they able to establish that Savannah Guthrie and her husband have crypto? It wouldn't surprise me at all that they have Bitcoin. They're worth $45 million. They should have been investing in it. So it makes a lot of sense. But now to see Sorta Kate say, to me, that was huge. And it's the biggest public notice we have.
Well, that's a weird thing about it, is the fact that it was just kind of like silently released in this document through Sorta Kate. It's not from an official channel like the FBI or Pima County. I guess the first thing I saw or I thought of when you sent that to me the other night, I was like, did somebody accidentally publish something they shouldn't have published? Like, was this on a draft of like, oh, well, we know this. Yes, but the public doesn't yet. So we can't put that out there in this sort of context. I mean, is there something like that going on here or what?
I don't think so. I think it's that Sorta Kate, like any other company, is not bound by those rules. And because the FBI isn't releasing anything in Pima County. Now, I do want to say what Pima County has said on this. Uh-huh. And it's interesting. They have said, we have not had any wrench cases. We have not been notified of any wrench cases. That's literally what they wrote. Uh-huh. I don't know. What does that mean? Uh-huh. You've notified of a wrench case. How about, through our investigation, we don't believe Nancy is a wrench case, then who the hell is it? I mean, how can you say something is in a negative when you don't know the positive, unless they know the positive? In other words, who their suspects are.
Do you think this changes what they're investigating, how they're investigating, the resources that they're bringing to bear on this, Jen? Because, I mean, I just looked it up. In 2023, there were 69,000 type scams that involve crypto and 300,000 in 2024. I mean, it's a huge number that involve crypto on type scams that we've been involved in as the FBI. But obviously, it's different resources. Do you think this is actually helping the investigation, having different resources and a different look at this?
Absolutely. And we've known from the beginning. I looked back at this again to double check. Pima County has said over and over again, listen, we're using other professionals, right? We're using private professionals. And we know from being in the FBI, that's what we always did. Our 13,000 agents, they don't have this sort of knowledge. None of them do. So you have to hire people in the private sector. Look how they got the video footage. They didn't get it because the FBI got it. They got it because the Google experts got it. And that's the same thing here. They should be looking, as we've said from day one, at that Bitcoin account. Who opened it? How was it opened? You and I go to open one, and all that information is going to be available. All of it. So what happened here?
Do you think when do you think they really truly got involved? And you think the tempo of not knowing more now, or do you think they know more behind the scenes? In other words, has this been like the main thrux or a main thrux from the very beginning, do you think? And we're just finding out about it, or are they brought in later on this?
Well, look, I know we're just sleuths now out here. And I've been looking at this for months, you know, saying, could this be a wrench? Could clear back in March. So my whole point is, as an FBI agent, heck yeah, we should have been looking at this, because to say this is not sophisticated unless they know they already have a target picked out, it doesn't make any sense not to look at this avenue.
So they're listing it as a wrench attack on their report that they put out there. What does that translate to in reality? What does that mean at the end of the day? If they're saying this is what it was, okay, how do they get to that conclusion? Like, what does that mean in the real world?
Well, Robin, you know how this is when you have all of this information that Sorta Kate has. In other words, all this blockchain information and related individuals who have opened up accounts and accounts that look squirrely and problematic. Plus, they're going to have the account that was listed on the ransom demands, right? They're going to have all of that. So they have this huge stew that they're able to look at that we're not able to really see. And to me, when I saw Sorta Kate come out with this, I thought, ooh, they have put together some blockchain information that we don't have that has led them to this conclusion.
Do you think one of the challenges they're having right now is why it's, again, it's we're always in a compressed time span, because this actually could be moving just at the same tempo that they'd expect it to move to, but since we're so examining it from the outside in, it looks like it's moving slow. So do you think one of the challenges they're having is, all right, so they're looking at the blockchain, they're looking at the crypto, and there's someone who created it, someone is doing it, but do you think they might be having a hard time relating that aspect of it to the actual crime itself? Is that one of the disconnects that they're trying to bridge the gap between those two, or do you think they already have it?
You know, I think the biggest problem for them is connecting it to who.
Right.
Who's behind the whole thing? And that's the biggest problem with these wrench attacks. And we call it a wrench attack, but really what it is it's, I mean, it's a fancy word for ransom for crypto in this case. It's by proxy. In other words, they didn't go in there and beat Savannah for her key, right? Her key mm-hmm. to her crypto. They took Mama, hoping that this would work to get the $6 million in crypto. So to just not make it too, it sounds sexy or whatever, or confusing to say wrench. I know everybody's like confusing. Oh, that's not Occam's razor. Oh, it is Occam's razor, because it's saying exactly what they did. They went in there, they abducted her, and they asked for money. She died. They didn't get it. And now they're all hiding.
So one more follow-up to that before I keep stealing from Tony. Sorry.
You're fine.
So one of the things I looked up when I saw, you know, crypto and wrench attacks is that they typically will target people they know, like Tony said at the very beginning, that they know have crypto or can easily create crypto. And since it hasn't been part of anything we've seen publicly about Nancy having crypto or Savannah having crypto, it's just an assumption. Is there any way that someone who was going to perpetrate this could look up anywhere to see if they actually did have crypto? In other words, it wasn't just a wild guess that they did or could have it, that they actually were able to get some sort of evidence in some way that said, oh yeah, that they probably definitely have it, so we're going to do this.
That's such a great question. And that was always the one we were proposing, right? Well, now to me, with CertiKey putting this on their wrench report attack, this shows me that they have found that. That's at least the inference that I think one could make. Now, I did reach out to a Bitcoin expert that I've worked a lot with on this case. He said, because I asked him, could he do it? He said, no, he's not capable of doing that. But CertiKey, I reached out to him about the CertiKey, and they are capable.
So, I mean, essentially, is this telling us that they know a heck of a lot more of who's behind the abduction and likely murder of Nancy Guthrie? Are they connecting this to the ransom demand to someone who has Nancy? Because your other side to that coin is basically a ransom demand, and they have nothing to do with Nancy, but they're just trying to capitalize on the exposure of this. So they're basically doing a wrench. It's a wrench attack without a wrench attack. It's just a ransom demand is all it is for people who are desperately wanting their mother back. I guess I'm confused as to ransom demand, no real connection to Nancy, versus ransom demand, true connection to Nancy. The fact that they're publishing this makes it appear more so that they have connected the ransom demand truly to the people who have Nancy Guthrie. Am I interpreting that accurately?
That's how I take it, Tony.
Yeah.
And I think it answers a lot of questions on one front, but creates some confusion on another front. The questions it answers is, how has the FBI not been able to crack these six communications that came through? When I say six, three times the two letters, right? Three different locations.
Yeah.
How can they not crack this? And when you look at a sophisticated wrench type organization, you're not going to be able to crack it. It's going to be very, very difficult. It's also going to be almost impossible to hook them up with the moat that they hired. Just like the wrench attack we saw in Scottsdale, Red and Eight. You know, through a signal app. It's going to take a long time to ferret through who Red and Eight are. And I'm sure it's, you know, backstopped behind all sorts of international emails, using public email addresses and using VPNs, all sorts of issues that are created. But that kind of indicates to me, it's an indicator that another indicator that this could be a more sophisticated people behind this. But I think the question that it begs, why would they do that? If Moak tells them she's dead, why in the world then do you send out things to these media sources. And I've been looking for other Wrench attacks by proxy that have been handled this way, that have gone to the media. And essentially, this is the rub, right? Are you doing it because you know this way you can communicate to them without getting caught, right? How else are you going to communicate with them at this point? You're not going to leave a letter. No one leaves a letter anymore except the gangbangers that do this. So how are you going to email them? Are you going to text them? No, you're going to have to contact them publicly. That's how I see it. And I have seen in Wrench attacks a couple of things. One, a lot of times Wrench ransoms are paid without proof of life. Did you know that?
No.
They pay it. I had a couple of examples because they're terrified that their loved one is going to die. So they just go ahead and pay it. And at least in one example, they got the person. So, you know, the thing is, they care about the money. And I could see them going after it to a point, right? In other words, hoping that they're going to get the $6 million. If it wasn't for the person, could it be for the body? And then they never got it. And then they're out like a ghost. Now, obviously, this is just one premise, but something they have to look at really closely.
This is kind of a broader picture question, but and maybe I don't know what the answer to this is. The fact that these lanes of communication, these lanes of transaction even exist. Obviously, there's always been back end, somewhat illegal ways of transferring money amongst people in untraceable ways. This seems to be kind of the latest incarnation of it in the way that our world is functioning. But the fact that these do exist, and a lot of these outlets and these paths to make transactions in a fairly untraceable way, if the FBI can't even crack this shit. Why do these lanes even exist? I mean, a lot of them are legal. Is there something, should there be a more of a crackdown on these sort of lanes even existing, or is it really, you're never going to stop this at this point? The channels exist, legal, illegal, they will always be there, and criminals will use them to further enrich themselves and control.
Well, they're going to always be there and they're always going to use them. Crypto is going nowhere. In fact, people believe it's the future for us. But nevertheless, no matter what you believe, they're going to be there. And that's exactly why you have a $2 billion company called Certicate.
Yeah.
To track all of this down and to help law enforcement. They work hand in hand with the FBI. I talked about one case, multiple cases with the FBI and with law enforcement throughout the world, to try to identify these types of transactions and issues, things they see in the blockchain when new nodes or whatever are created, wallets are created that lend themselves to looking problematic. That's what Certicate does. Mm-hmm. And so I find this all very interesting. It's just so outside the realm of law enforcement's normal, what they normally look at.
So it's interesting. I've been doing a lot of research as we've been talking, just kind of filling in some nooks and crannies. So, and we've been saying, exploring this idea from the beginning. So Wrench attacks are most common. 2 to 4 people is the most common number, which means that the greatest vulnerability, because I looked up that, which typically trips up a Wrench attack, is its operational security. Victim survives, identifies them, which we don't have here. But bad planning, crypto tracing, victim resistance, those are the most common things that trip these guys up. And so it's always human leakage that does that. And yet we don't have this in this case yet. And that's why it's interesting and challenging if it is the crypto one. And then also, and to your point also, I did look up how common is crypto without proof of life. And yeah, it's actually paying with weak to partial proof of life is very common in the crypto things too. So I just looked it up on the fly for us. But so I'm still curious, how come we just haven't had more leakage in some way if other people were involved? Because like we've been saying, it's all these theories start fitting at the very beginning. But as we start going down the path and we start narrowing in, they all completely is like, God, that doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. And like it all, as close as you get, poof, it kind of evaporates. It's frustrating.
Well, when you look at this one, I don't see the poof it evaporates yet because of this. If, first of all, you're never going to get any leakage from the guys at the top. I mean, they're probably in another country. ordering all of this around. They are on to their next victim as soon as this ended, and maybe even at the same time. So they're moving on. You're not going to get them, probably. As far as the mope, the one that answered the ad, the one that wanted to be the Green Goblin for a night and stuff a gun that didn't fit a holster in front of his crotch, that guy, what if he's a loner? Seriously, what if he's a loner? I agree with you. I haven't seen one under two, but that doesn't mean they exist. And that doesn't mean that this is one where this guy said, listen, I'll do this on my own. I don't need any. Maybe the others say, I need some help. Remember the one up at Scottsdale, two people that didn't even know each other. Such idiots.
Yeah, I would think, though, because we were talking about this the other day. I agree. I mean, because Jim Clemente said he's looking like a loner. And if he is a loner, this does not look like a dude that knows how to do crypto. So I would think if it was crypto, it would have to be at least one other person, because typically it's one person in control, one person to do the wrench or the, you know, the influencing to give it up. It's just what I meant by it falling apart towards the end is that typically, again, but this is a different case because of Nancy's condition when they depart the house, is that they maintain that pressure over time and contact with the family in order to get something. And that kind of just would kind of fizzled out, too.
Well, I mean, an interesting thought with if it is a mope and this guy really didn't have a whole lot of contact or relationship with the higher ups that are telling him, here's what you're going to go do. It could be somewhat conceivable, I would think, that, okay, he goes in, this goes horribly wrong, he decides, and it becomes basically a B&E gone bad, ends up, you know, taking her body out, disposing of it. He can't go back to them and be like, hey, she's dead. Maybe he just goes off the radar, too, to even the higher-ups that are trying to execute this wrench attack, and the last thing he's going to do is like, oh, I was answering an ad and doing this job, and it went horribly wrong, and they have no interest in being like, oh yeah, the mope we hired, he fucked that up. It seems like a lot of people have a pretty vested interest in saying nothing and getting off the radar pretty quick. Right. And to the folks that may be trying to execute the wrench attack from higher up, this is probably just one of many that they're throwing the fishing lines out there to see what mopes they're going to get to run it out. And this one ended the way it did. If he doesn't want to be caught, and it's only him who knew about it, on the local level, because the controllers are some faraway land, that, I mean, it kind of plays the two theories together in a sort of a way.
Good.
That's exactly what I meant. Is not that this is a one person deal at all. I just meant a one mope.
Mm-hmm. One local, right? Yeah. One executor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just mean one executor.
Like an independent contractor for the the wrench folks.
Only one Green Goblin, everyone.
Yeah,
so one. If he's a loner and that's the situation, that could explain, as you mentioned, why isn't there more leakage down below? And I think that would be a plausible answer. There was something else you said, Tony. Oh, I can't remember now, as far as the concern. Oh, I know. It was that they're not relentlessly going after the money. Uh-huh. Are they? What really drives me crazy is that we say, or they say, somebody says, that the other notes aren't connected. The FBI has not said that, but Stefana said the first ones are and the last ones, you know, aren't. Or she doesn't say they're not. She just says the others are. How does anybody know that? If you don't have the addresses, the IPs, if you don't know who sent any of them, and I'm not talking about the ones to individuals, I'm talking about the ones to the media. Same MO, both asking for crypto. How do you know they're not related to one another?
Well, and I think the answer is nobody knows. And I think a lot of some of the statements that Savannah has read or made, not necessarily scripted statements, but just like her own visceral reactions to things. So many people, I feel like, have taken her words as if they were coming straight from law enforcement. That well, she says she believes they're connected. Well, that's what she believes. And she's totally entitled to believe whatever she would like. It's her mother. But it doesn't mean it's fact. It doesn't mean that that's truly where the investigation is at. It's where what her gut is saying. And I think there's been a lot of that with this case where there's so much gray and every kind of picks and chooses what they think is green and not gray. And some of it, and you pick and choose and you move some of them this way, well, then your output is this. When you pick and choose some of them that way, then your output is that. And it all depends what you want to believe and who you want to believe it from and what feeling is fact. And that's why this case is so damn confusing.
And a good point on that, Tony, you know, and Jen, when, again, it's not taking away anything from Savannah or anyone in her family commenting on these notes,
no.
But how many ransom notes have they personally read in their entire lives?
Yeah, I mean, where are they coming from?
There's no reps in it. You know, they don't have a background of thousands of cases of having done this. You know, they have an impression, they have thoughts, they have feelings, they have emotions, because typically our default thinking mode for a human being is an emotional thinking brain, not a pragmatic, objective thinking brain. Yeah. So that's where those things come from. No fault.
Give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube on the Bitcoin, on the wrench attack. What do you think? Is this something? Is this the path to which we will find answers? The links are in the description, Substack and YouTube.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.